Good morning. Good morning. We're continuing Tess, and we're starting Simon Dalet. Certainly, Simon Dalet and Simon Hay go together. It's two different points, but some of the points which are in Simon Dalet are based on what he says in Simon Hay. So Simon Dalet deals with the halacha that you cannot be mafsek bediber between the time that you make the bracha and that you actually are benefit from the food. It's birchas and a henin. So you have to make the bracha and then benefit from the food. A person would speak in between the bracha and the achila, so he was not yotze. He will not be yotze the bracha. The bracha was not valid. And hey, he deals with, is there chiyuv to make a bracha on just tasting something without actually swallowing it? So that's very relevant to Simon Dalet. So we say he has to benefit from the food. The bracha has to take effect. Well, maybe that takes effect just with te'ima without even swallowing it. So at what point do we say that it's taking effect? So that makes a difference. So, okay, let's see what he has to say in Simon Dalet. Also, lahafsik b'dibur afila b'shosh hu lo yis achibola. So a person cannot speak in between the bracha and the achila. And that includes while he's chewing, until the point that he swallows, it's not considered that the bracha was effective. The bracha was niskan on achila. We call birchas an henin because it includes the area of achila and of reyach as well. But it's interesting that the Gemara has a special pasuk to tell me that there's a bracha on reyach. We spoke about this idea that there are many different types of hanoah, and Chazal were not mechayev bracha achila, because we do find in the Torah that the Torah was mechayev bracha on achila. Albeit the bracha achrona, benching. Chazal took their cue and said achila is a type of hanoah which requires a bracha. So it is specific to achila. So what is the point where it's called achila? Is when you swallow it. So at that point in time, the bracha has been effective, and therefore if he speaks afterwards, it's not considered a hefsek. D'hor alalisa ain't sorach bracha klal kidibasamuch. Just chewing isn't chayav a bracha. And I'll prove it to you, because in the next simon, which is the halacha of tasting, person is cooking something and they want to taste the food to see if it's okay. So you're allowed to do that without a bracha. The ikar din bracha was said on achila, not on chewing, not on tasting, but on eating, which means swallowing. So if that's true that there's no din bracha on the chachila, so you can't say you're yotze your bracha when that's all you've done. But if a person swallows even a minute amount, so the bracha has been effective because the bracha rishona, a person is mechuyav to say bracha rishona on any amount of food that he eats, not lav dafka large amounts of food. Now, the language of the chayotim is that you're ein tzarich la'asur levorach. It sounds like really preferably you should eat more. So the Mishnah Berurah does bring an opinion which says that the person should eat a full kazayas after the bracha before speaking, preferably, but it's not ma'akev. Preferably, the bracha should take effect on a full ma'isa of achila, and the Torah, a full ma'isa of achila, is always with the kazayas. We know that to be yotze mitzvahs, you need to eat a kazayas. To get a malchus for an isser, the person has to eat a kazayas. Even pachas mikazayas, if there's an isser, but that, more says it's called chatzi shir, according to one explanation, only because it's chazal tzrufe. Not that it in itself intrinsically is problematic, but since a half a kazayas is on the way to a kazayas, so therefore there's an isser on a chatzi shir. But the real achila in the Torah, when the Torah says, uses the word achila, achila means a kazayas. So preferably a person should eat a kazayas before they speak. And that's the gaya by the Shabbos Suda, after hamoitzi, the gaya any time a person eats. But it's not ma'akibidi yet, because the halacha is explicitly, but in the halachas of Hamoitzi, that even less than a kazayas, a person has to say a bracha, so therefore the bracha was effective. The bracha did something. Alvim loy bola adayin klau. A person did not swallow yet at all, even though he's tasted. So tzarekhiyin. So he says, he's not sure what the halacha is. This is the Magen Avraham. So what's the question? Because there is an opinion which talks about the din of te'ima, and says that te'ima, there's a case of te'ima which requires a bracha, even though you haven't swallowed at all. If it's more than a revius or a kazayas, revius of liquid and a kazayas of, so even the person does not swallow it, since it's a significant amount, person has to make a bracha on the te'ima alone. So we see the te'ima to some extent is considered like a chila. So maybe at least in the bidiyavit of the bracha over here, we could say that your person would be, he's chewing or he's tasting, he might swallow a small amount, but the item in his mouth usually is a significant amount. And there would be a chiyah bracha for that. So maybe bidiyavit will samech on that shita. We don't chila do that. Now, so the Chayanu comes along and says, I'm going to make some type of a middle ground. So he says, what about if the person has not swallowed the actual food, but he swallowed saliva which has been flavored with the food. As it's chewing it in his mouth, the flavor transfers from the food into the saliva. So he's sort of sucked out some of the flavor from the food, and he swallows that flavor which he sucked out. Now, is that something which is chayav bracha? And can you say over here that this is enough to say the bracha was effective? So that's the point that Chayanu is going to discuss. That's something we will deal with that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.